Calvin Harris, Sam Smith of Promises. 13 past 6. Jane Doe for breakfast. Clear today, 23 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 23. Thursday, showers. Hopefully some of those showers make it down the coast, way towards Sunshine Coast after the extreme fire danger and threat they're under at the moment. More on that just before the 6:30 news this morning here on Triple M.
On a different note, it's time to get rid of the old car, Jay. The XR6.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Last year, I got a new vehicle.
Yes.
You got a new vehicle. When did you get your new car?
February. It's taken 7 months to get to this stage to say, okay, I've got to get rid of this car.
So were you paying that car off at the same time?
Yeah.
So you were paying two car payments.
Yeah.
Two lots of registration for 7 months.
Absolutely, yeah.
If that's not procrastination...
No.
I don't know what is.
It's not procrastination. I love this old car. It's been the best car
I've ever owned. Procrastination of the nation.
No. It's been the best car I've ever owned, honestly. Like, it's been souped up a little bit.
Why did you buy another car then?
Well, you know, it just costs a little bit to run, that's all, because it's a six-cylinder. It's got extractors. I mean, it's been flash-tuned and everything.
Have you sold this?
No. I'm just putting it on the market now, as of today. Because...
Oh, so it's not gone then?
No. I've still got the car.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been driving it. I drove it around yesterday, as a matter of fact.
So when you said that it's time to get rid of the car, I'm like, okay, somebody's finally purchased it or it's going to a car yard or something.
No.
So there's no guarantee that it may still be in your possession 7 months from now.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I would love that.
An unusual individual.
No, well, you get attached to cars, you know. And, I mean, this has been the best car I've ever owned, and I'm finding it very difficult to part with it. It's taken 7 months to get to this stage to say, okay, I do have to put it on the market, you know. It's been the only things I've got to get done now is get it a full detail and put 12 months rego on it. And I want it to go to a good home, too, you know. Because it has been like a love of mine. It's been like a baby to me.
It's a car.
But it's not just a car.
It's a car.
It's not just a car. You get attached to cars.
Tell me the stats for it. There might be a potential buyer listening.
Well, it'll be 12 months rego on it. It's a Ford Falcon orange, burnt orange XR6, 2011 model. It runs like an absolute dream.
Sounds like a lawnmower, by the way.
No, it doesn't, because that's the extractors, you know. That means more power and better fuel economy. It's been flash-tuned and everything else. It's basically something the kids will absolutely love as a first car, you know.
Who is buying that car for their kids' first car?
You would be surprised on how many kids...
They're not allowed to have that. If it's got extractors and all this sort of hot mods onto it, they're not allowed that.
Well, maybe just after they have all that as well, you know. Because, honestly, I am finding it so difficult to part with this... bloody car. It's like it's almost like a lover, so to speak. So I got a feeling
there are people who have actually they've done documentaries on people who are in love with their vehicles.
Oh yeah, and look, like I think I'm one of them with this one.
They do their you know, the special cuddles and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think I wouldn't be doing the special cuddles, but I think I'll be cuddling the car and have a tear in my eye when it drives out of the driveway with someone new, and I think I'll be singing the song, mate. Slowly moving off into the sunset. It's just a car. Tear in my eyes.
It's just a car.
If you want to buy it, by the way, 13/2017.
Oh, my God. See, he's not that terribly upset about it. 17 past 6, Jane Doe for breakfast here. Triple M.